I'm Mike Mossy, and this is World Technology Update 2006. In space news, the European Space Agency and the Australian National University have combined efforts to create a new, highly efficient ion engine that could open up new possibilities for space exploration. The engine, known as the dual-stage four-grid ion thruster for interplanetary spacecraft, was successfully tested in late 2005 in a large space simulation chamber in the ESA Technology Center in the Netherlands. Tests produced an ion exhaust plume that traveled at 210 kilometers per second, over four times faster than any current ion engine design. What is even more amazing is that this new design was developed and manufactured from scratch at the ANU in only 4 months by a small team of experts, led by Dr. Orson Sutherland of the Space Plasma Power and Propulsion Group. The DS4G design is based on a concept first proposed by David Fern in 2001 and is proving to be 10 times more efficient than conventional ion engines. According to ANU, once developed into full flight-ready devices, these engines will propel spacecraft to the outermost planets, the newly discovered planetoids beyond Pluto, and yet further into the unknown realm beyond the solar system, all within the working lifetime of a mission scientist. These engines could also be employed for use in human space exploration mission. Configured into clusters, upscaled versions could power human exploration missions to Mars and back. As our technology progresses, human spaceflight envisioned by space enthusiasts is becoming more feasible and may soon be within reach. In 2009, the space tourism industry is planned to take off with the help of Richard Branson and Burt Rutan and their fleet of Spaceship Two spacecraft. And as always, you can learn more by visiting the World Technology Update website at worldtechnologyupdate.com.